somebody sent us a list, and we thought, this is just great. Because A, we love lists. And B, the data on this made us all sit around at a production meeting late yesterday and think. Now, you may have seen it. I hope you haven't, because that's got to make it less interesting. But it's a list simply called Things That Will Disappear in Our Lifetime. Things That Will Disappear in Our Lifetime. Now, we want your contribution. 922-11882. If you reckon that you know of something that is scheduled to disappear. Now, do you know what I mean by that? Something that we use, something that we value, something that we actually have had for a long, long time, and because of perhaps technological change, no longer needs to exist. So there it is, things that will disappear in our lifetime. Or, if you want to reminisce ever so slightly, you can do that as well. Things that have disappeared in our lifetime. Now, isn't that going to be an extensive list? And we'll see if we can match up with some of these things that we've actually put together. Now, everybody, I would imagine, be able to think of at least one. We need your support. 922-11882. Come and join us. $100 voucher. Everybody goes into the mix for the voucher to the Revive Day Spa. A couple of great locations. You can either go to Mount Hawthorne or Victoria Park. I would imagine it's an extensive list. Where do you start? Well, let's find out. Morris Misolowski, always good to catch up with Morris. He is a futurist from Business Futurist, one word, businessfuturist.com. Great list. Hello, Morris.
Hello, Tony.
It is fascinating. When we saw this particular version of it, we thought, well, A, we're going to talk to you, and B, throw it open to our 6PR listeners, and we'll get lots of calls about it. But when you think about it, all these things that perhaps we have disappeared already in our lifetime, and things that will continue to disappear maybe the next 5, 10, 15 years.
It's quite incredible. We really are moving at a pace that we've never seen before in humankind, and you're absolutely right. We're going to look back 50 years from now, or our kids and grandkids will, and we'll ask us the question, were you around when?
Yes. Were you around when? And it came up as recently as today in my world, and people giggle about it, but daughter number two has acquired for a birthday a gift where it's a sound system that goes into the car. And of course, I stupidly said, well, what's wrong with the one that's in the car? And she said, oh, it's a cassette.
What's a cassette?
Exactly. Exactly. And yet it doesn't seem that long ago where that was a big part of our lives.
It absolutely isn't. We have under the stairs more information than you need to know. An old typewriter that my wife used to make a living with. And we dragged it out about a year ago. My kids are 19 and 16. And showed it to them. And for the life of them, they couldn't figure out what it did. I mean, they knew it was a keyboard, but then they were looking for the screen and all the other stuff attached to it.
Well, you stay there, because a lot of people want to have their say, Morris. We'll come back to you in just a moment. Christine, a couple of calls. 922-11882. Things that have disappeared. Things that will disappear in our lifetime. Christine, what do you got?
Oh, good afternoon. Yes, I'm in my 60s now, and the one thing that's disappeared from my life is my slim, trim figure and my good looks.
Yes, well, Christine, I'm sure that's not the case. I'll bet you're still gorgeous and beautiful and only 60 years of age. Steve, hello.
Hi.
What will disappear in our lifetime?
Oh, one thing that's going to disappear next year will be Julia Gillard.
Thank you, Steve. But Jason, what's disappeared in your world, Jason?
Well, it will disappear. It's a typewriter. That'll go, definitely.
Well, I think you could argue that the typewriter, as we know it, has already gone. I wouldn't have seen a typewriter for years. Would anybody still use a typewriter? I don't know. 922-11882. Craig, what's disappeared?
Well, they say that every child born from now going forward will never know what a pixel is. We'll never see a pixel. So, the pixel.
The pixel as we know it.
Pixels that make up a picture.
As per the camera as we know it.
No, as in pixels that make up TVs, pictures, everything.
Ah, right. Yeah, okay. There you go. The pixel will disappear very, very soon. A lot of people are coming through. Stay there, Morris. We'll come back to you in just a moment. Jane, hello.
Oh, hi. Two things. Writing pads. You can't buy them anymore. And blocks of ice that used to come around on the back of a dray horse. A dray horse.
Blocks of ice.
You run out and get the block of ice and run in with it dripping down the passage right down the middle of the house.
Yeah, usually in the Hessian bag.
And into the old top of the fridge.
Yeah, very, very true. No, I'm not too sure about the writing pad. I was at the newsagent just last week in just at the Greenwood Shopping Centre, and I noticed they had a lot of different writing pads still available.
Ah, I'll have to go to a newsagent's there. I've been trying to get them in the local supermarket,
yeah,
and they just don't stock them anymore.
I think you'll still... No, they probably don't have them in there, but they do definitely have them at the newsagent's. Martin, hello.
G'day, Tony Mac. How are you going?
Well, thank you.
Would it be fair to say analog TV?
Yeah, look, I think that's the sort of thing really that's going to correspond with the list that we've got. When I go through some of this list with you, when we get Morris back in a moment, I think you'll be intrigued as to the things that are going to disappear. Well done, analog TV, thing of the past, well and truly. Neil, hello.
Hello, mate.
Well,
look, I don't know why we still have them, but the Yellow Pages...
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because I know someone that works for Yellow Pages, and they've changed their business model, haven't they, really, where the bulk of it now is, the bulk of it is online. Why we need the book, I'm not too sure.
Exactly, yeah.
It's a very, very good point. 922-11-882, we'll get back to your calls in just a moment. So
it is fascinating, Morris. There's one there, at least for everybody, one that has disappeared, and things that will continue to disappear. Now, what did you come up with?
So I've got quite a long list of stuff that was going to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, to be practical, is oil. Our oil reserves are set to disappear in 40 years' time.
In 40 years?
Yeah, our peak oil in 40 years. So unless we start exploring and piping some new stuff out, we'll be gone by about then.
Now, we were always told we were going to be a cashless society.
Yeah.
Not quite yet, but we're not that far away, probably.
I think we'll be a less cash society. I think there'll always be a need for some money, because some people do like to carry it around with us, but we will have a lot less of it. Already the Reserve Bank says that we have a lot less in circulation than we ever did before. And even into next year, we're going to see a lot of the credit cards move into that touch situation,
mm-hmm.
where you can literally pay for $1 or $2 using it. So that's on its way out, and in 50 years' time will. And the other bit around that is that I think we'll actually have a global currency by then as well.
Global currency?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Yeah. By what year?
I think by about 2050 or so.
Ooh,
we already kind of have it already, because we have a credit card and we have PayPal and other things, and they're kind of on the way to a global currency already.
But if you're looking at what's happening in Europe, you could argue that it hasn't been an outrageous success in that part of the world.
It hasn't been a success without the word outrageous at all.
Yeah.
So they're certainly doing it tough. I actually think that we'll have a multi-layer economy by the time we get there as well. I think we'll have individual components. Everyone will have their own currency, but I think there will be a global currency.
Okay,
but anyway,
what else?
Yeah, so I think that we're going to see the end of cars as we know it, and that'll disappear in the next 20 years or so.
20 years? So
yeah.
If you buy a car today, you'd be lucky if it's going to be of any value in the next 20 years.
Well, it'll be different, because we're definitely going into driverless cars. So we will have a car that will drive us around, and as strange as that sounds, that's already here right now. Nevada in the States only a couple of months ago passed a law that allows driverless cars onto the road. And we have Google and a whole lot of others now putting together driverless cars. So definitely within 50 years it'll be, did you ever drive a car?
Sure, all right, and your number one or two spot?
Some interesting ones. Here's one for you. I don't think toilet paper will be around in 50 years.
Right.
Moving along.
Right. So you're thinking the bidet is the go?
I do. We'll certainly need to maintain the hygiene around that without any question at all, but we will have other ways of achieving that. So toilet paper is going to disappear.
So toilet paper as we know it, that will go, the bidet, and then there's going to be water issues around that too.
Yeah, there absolutely is, and that's another reason for it as well, and also all of the trees and other things that we'll need. So I do think that one's on its way out.
Okay, and your number one?
I think the most interesting one that's going to happen over the next 50 years is the language barriers. The Tower of Babel that we have now. In 50 years, I don't think language will be an issue at all. Well, if we wish to, and I hope we do, totally be able to understand ourselves regardless of the language that we speak.
There you go. Something to watch out there for. Missile. Morris, great to talk to you, and we'll talk again soon.
Look forward to it.
Morris Michalowski, who is a futurist. Things that have disappeared already in our lifetime and things that you suspect will disappear in the not-too-distant future. 922-11-882. Joy, hello. What do you got for us?
Telephone exchanges, where you used to pick up the phone and a telephonist would say, number, please.
Good.